Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
In the early archery season, in select DMZs, that's deer management zones, around the state continues. Here inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We go September 17th and 18th. Half of the month gone already. Now listen, the early archery season is going to continue until half hour after sunset on the 30th, and the statewide archery deer season opens Saturday, October 1st. Check this out. I have seen some extremely, extremely nice bucks, both still alive, running around some fields and being taken. Now, except for youth hunters, this is an earn a buck dealio. You have to shoot a, you know, antlerless deer, a doe, or a button buck, or a spike with, you know, antlers less than 3 inches. That qualifies as an antlerless before you can get your sights on a buck. And I spoke to several hardcore expert archers, bow hunters, if you will, that they're saying, Tom P., it seems that that EHD outbreak last year, which was devastating in certain parts of the state, the deer seem to be rebounding nicely. But let's get to the acorn crop, the mast crop. Sucks in some areas. In other areas, they are abundant. I guess it was predicated on the rainfall, whatever we had. But again, it's going to be tricky finding that area. And the price of corn will make you cry. I've seen it as high as 15 a bag. Woo, and that's gonna curtail a lot of baiting. Hey, maybe in a way it's a good thing. I'm all pro baiting and all that stuff. You can go to the sugar beets. They're not going to be expensive. Carrots work. But it may get some people back into let's get back to those that can remember it, the old time scouting and patterning, and see if we can get these deer lined up without the benefits, advantages, if you will, of a bait pile. But we shall see. September Canada goose season still going on. 15 birds. Ooh, electronic calls allowed. Unplugged shotguns limited to 7 shells. Railbird season going on. The mud hens. Clapper rail limit is 10. That is a lot of fun. But here is the bummer. Only 10 days left in the fluke season, a.k.a. summer flounder. 10 days, that is still more than last year. Hey, joining us on the next couple of segments, Stanley Gola, Ayatollah of Flukerola. Crunch time flounder tactics. And a little later on in the program, we have the director of the upcoming next week. It's what an event, a 2-day event. The Tuckerton Decoy and Gunning Show up there on Route 9 in Tuckerton, Tip Seaman Park. Grab that cup! Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. What a glorious time of year it is.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Are you getting hit hard by low trade offers?
Ouch! That was a blindside.
That's a personal foul.
Don't get blindsided by low trade offers. Bring any trade to Matt Platt Kia. Just because you don't see your new Kia on the lot doesn't mean you can't be driving it home tomorrow. Select from hundreds of new and certified Kias in stock or on the way. Worried about your credit? Forget it. We finance your future, not your past, with zero down and zero payments for 90 days. So bring any trade and drive home in a new Kia today with peace of mind. Matt Platt Kia's exclusive 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
On approved credit plus applicable taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Not all will qualify. Deferred payment through TFCU. Interest accrues from date of sale. Offers don't combine. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details. Matt Black Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike, Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Harry Hurley for Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals. Rising energy costs continue to be one of the top news stories. We might disagree about the solution, but we can agree to make sensible decisions to keep our home energy costs down. Start by calling my friends at Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling Professionals for their $79 fall heating and furnace tune-up special for new customers. For just $79, Ambient Comfort will check and clean your system to make sure it's safe and running at maximum efficiency, prepared to get you through the winter regardless of who originally installed your system. Regular maintenance or a new system from Ambient Comfort may help with rising energy costs when comfort matters. Visit AmbientComfortNJ.com. That's AmbientComfortNJ.com or call 856-213-6586 for your $79 fall tune-up. Tell them Harry Hurley sent you.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
10 days from today and counting, the summer flounder season will come to an end. It is indeed crunch time. And listen to me, people. Everyone say, oh, the fluke, they all the flounder. They're all out front. There's nothing in the back. BS to that, because they're still getting plenty of keepers and nice-sized keepers in the bays and lower tidal rivers going out there. I'm telling you, there are plenty of fish out there now with that big groundswell out there. It was a freaking nightmare. Things are settling down, and the fluke have the feed bags on. But it's crunch time. I know a lot of diversions are coming on now. Early bow season's going on. Guys are getting ready for stripers. A lot of stuff happening. This is the prime time to get the biggest fluke of the year. Doormats. No, we deal rack and fin ready. We deal with area rugs. Very special guest on the rack and fin line to share some secrets and his immense knowledge of the summer flounder game is the Ayatollah of Flukerola himself, Stanley Gola, owner and president, SNS Bucktails Lure Company, Jersey-based, the best lead heads and myriad other products on the fishing tackle pegboards. He is the man, the one, the guy. Stosh, man, a little long wind on that, but it's great to have you on. Great to have you finally nailed down between all the tournaments you've done and won. Listen, win-win at Place and Show. The S&S team, shout out to Captain Brett Taylor and Phil A., whatever his name is. Stanley, you really kicked ass this year, buddy.
Yeah, we had a good year, Tom. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, always the understated Stanley. Go, well, Stosh, let's get into it now. I'm maybe because I'm paying a lot more attention than in recent years. We have the new regulations, seeing more and more people enjoying the summer flounder game. Stan, there are still a lot of flatties in the back and some nice size kick-ass fish, brother. What do you think?
Yeah, it's good right now. The surf seems to be really, really good right now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of big fish. And, you know, the backwater thing, if I was going to fish the backwater now, I would definitely concentrate around the inlet area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Myers Hole right there, Barnegat, you know.
Right.
That's where all those big fish are staging. They're getting ready to go.
So they're going. So, Stan, are they? You think they're going to be in the deepest spots? Because I heard of some reports, fish getting caught just off the edges of the flats, like channel edges and things. Are they going to be pretty spread around? Or you think there are, like you said, are going to be concentrated in those areas?
I think they're going to be concentrated. I mean, listen, you're going to still catch fish there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But if you want to look for those bigger fish,
mm-hmm.
you got to fish those inlet areas. Because those fish, especially where the bait is, they are gorging on those peanuts and mullet right now.
Stanley,
I mean, they are going berserk.
Peanuts, you got the mullet, you have the spearing, you know, the glass shiners or whatever they call, you know, the shiners here, glass minnows, whatever. Stanley, it's loaded in the back. All this food's going on now. The key question, getting them to hit your offering when there's so much bait around. You've set new standards here. The bucktail, the rattletail. Listen, this is the inventor with his dad, the late great Stosh Picasso Gola. I say that because he was an artiste, unreal with the colors he devised, and just an amazing man, so talented. But saying getting them to key in on a bucktail gulp, spearing on their squid. What do you think? What are the secrets to that?
You got to fish a strip. You got to fish a strip this time of the year. You know, a piece of sea robin, bluefish would be actually the best because it's oily, mackerel. You know, you definitely want the gulp on there as well, but you definitely want to fish some kind of meat on there.
Stan,
because
what?
They're eating so much of that bait. Even put a peanut on. You can still fish a peanut on.
A peanut or even a snapper blue, correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Now, Stan, for the back bays, listen, we're going to get into the front in our next segment. But to Stanley, listen to me. You never hear me. I'm just intrigued with it could end in 3 or 4 days. As Stanley told me off the air, Tommy P, a cold blast comes in, those fish, boom, it's pretty much tutti-finuti. But Stan, now, the areas you're concentrating on, the type of heads you would choose, the rattletail, you have the raging rattler, and sizes and colors. What do you got? Go.
Well, if you're going to fish the back, if we're talking backwater, I would stick with the rattletail or the fillet. Mm-hmm. 3/4 to 1.5, maybe a 2 by the inlets with the current and the deeper water to stay close to the bottom. You know, colors, try to match. I mean, gold white's always good.
Right.
Can't go wrong. Pink shine is good. If you get something to match, you know, the peanuts or a spearing or a mullet, that would be as good as well.
Stan, I'm just intrigued with, again, listen, the differences are there. The S&S rattletail with the bucktail hair, the fillet with Stanley. Remember from our bass, freshwater bassing days, we call it living rubber, but the silicone skirts. The difference in the action, Stan, any particular water conditions you would choose one over the other?
No, it's more of a preference, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to, you know, if you're using a fillet and you catch a big fish on it, you're always going to use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more of a preference thing.
Yeah, joining us on the line this morning is Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Flukerola. Crunch time, summer flounder now, 10 days left in the season. Stan, before we get back to the tactics, you know what I mean? I have attention span of a span of a gnat. Your take on the extra days in the season, good or bad?
Well, it's not bad. I mean, the regulations suck. I'm not going to lie about that.
No, I didn't hit the red button on that one. Go ahead.
Hopefully there'll be a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll go back to what it should have been this year. I mean, it was very hard for a lot of people to catch slots. That I know for a fact. I've heard it from a lot of people. It was, they made it. And how many fish died?
Right.
Probably a lot, unfortunately. So they actually hurt it, in my opinion, more than they helped it.
Well, again, that's going to be grist for another show. And that, listeners, that'll start to percolate. Stan, what do you think, January, February, and all the hearing March?
Well, they're already taking letters now down in there in Virginia. So, you know, if you get a chance, I don't have the information in front of me, but you definitely want to start talking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're already talking about they want to do it again. And I'm like, I can't even say what I want to say in here.
Listen, go to jcaa.org, the Jersey Coast Anglers Association. Go to their website. I'm sure there's information on it. Okay, Sam, back to the Back Bay, Tidal River, fluking game, late innings. Stan, we got covered colors, what you can put on there. Stan, are you an aggressive jigger, a slow jigger? What's the dealio in the back now?
That's all dependent on your drift speed. If you're going slow, you want to be more aggressive. If you're going fast, you want to be slower. You want them to have time to catch it. That's all dependent on the drift speed.
Stan,
that's the only time I change. That's the only reason I change.
Stan, now, just to play devil's advocate here, again, on the drift, the tide change, whatever, there was a gentleman I ran into, people, in a tackle shop up in the Wareton area, had a Back Bay fluke, 6 pounds point something. Tommy P, it hit on a dead. He had one of your jig heads on, just a ball head, listeners, and he had a 5-inch curry chicken gulp grub on there. Stanley hit a dead
yeah.
stop tide, like the dead slack. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because a lot of those big fish don't want to move around that big current. They're weak. Mm. They're lazy. They're fat. They just want to lay there, and when that current slows down enough, they will chew a lot.
Listen, there's the lazy and fatty set for my benefit. Stanley's known me many years now. Hey, Stan, listen, we're up against a hard break. I want to hang in, touch on the Back Bay a little more, but then I want to get out front your tactics. And listen, there's one when I've seen them on a boat. I see them do this and crush everybody else. Guys are going to the big 6-ounce, sometimes 8-ounce, but what's Gola test in the front? He has a little 1.5 or 2 ounces. Stanley, that tactic. Okay, we'll get into that. People, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back with Stanley Gola, Ayatollah of Flukerola, crunch time flounder. Be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We get it. You're not going to work just anywhere. You're smart, you're ambitious, and you want to help others. You want a place where you can thrive, feel fulfilled, and have an opportunity for growth, all while making an incredible living. Right now is the perfect time to join the team at Town Square Media as a marketing consultant. Join one of the fastest growing digital companies in America, where you get to help build client solutions with real local influencers and sell brands like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. If this sounds exciting to you, let's have a conversation. Our comp package is amazing with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, mobile phone, auto expense, 401k match, trip incentives, and more. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we'd love to hear from you. With digital advertising expected to double over the next 3 years, the timing could not be better. Reach out to Mike Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249 or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Town Square Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't know the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522. Don't wait. Call now. 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522.
Summer is over.
But you did a lot.
You saw people you haven't seen in a while.
You went places you haven't been in a while.
And you accumulated new and different junk.
You came home.
You got unpacked.
And you said,
where are we going to put all this?
Relax. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Don't waste the precious hours of your day wrestling with junk.
Leave it to the professionals
at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We get there quickly and we don't stay long.
All that junk will be gone like magic.
And you'll have your house back again.
You're going to love how easy it is.
All you have to do is point.
No lifting.
No carrying.
No banging and bumping in the walls.
Just a beautiful, wide-open space full of happiness and sunlight.
You'll have room to roam.
And space to breathe again.
You've never felt so free.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 17th and 18th. Join us on the line is Stanley Gola. I love saying this. The Ayatollah of Flukerola. He's also the Ayatollah of Tagarola, but that's going to be during a November show. Got you on that one, Stosh. Okay, stand back, babe. Before we get out to the front and the structures you like, and you know, again, some of those different tactics out there, prime tied in the back, incoming, outgoing, and or the arrows. What do you prefer again? Stanley, crunch time this time of the season. What do you got? Go.
I like the top of the high tide, 1 hour before the slack and 1 hour after the tide starts ripping.
Is that
after that, with that current moving so fast, it's hard sometimes to get, you know, get those fish to want to eat. If you're really fishing a spot with a lot of current.
Okay, Stan, will you catch fish out of the little side pockets, so to say, in trout lingo, stream lingo? It's the little eddies, side shots. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, sure, it's possible, yeah. Hard to fish, hard to control your boat and that, but yeah, it can be done. You better know what you're doing, that's for sure.
Well, that leaves me out. That's why I fish with guys like you, Gola, you and Filet. And shout out to Brett Taylor, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing. Okay, Stanley, let's get out front. New Jersey, as I say it all the time, has, I think, for our size, coastal length, the best artificial reef system going. I mean, we have, 18 reefs, 20 reefs in the system, incredible amount of cover down there. There's also the wrecks, what have you. Stanley, I know you like to fish, and the S&S pro team, pro staffers out there, you fish the ugliest, snaggiest, most bankrupting tackle box cover that there is out there. Your preferences now, Stan, and depths that you're going to be fishing this time again. 10 days left. Water temperatures dropping. What do you think?
Well, here's your issue. Okay. First issue was that blow we had last week.
Did
move a lot of fish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It moved a lot of fish, and a lot of fish got out of here because they're not in their normal spots. Problem is, there was those reefs in those normal spots have been picked over and beaten to death all summer long. So now what you need to do is you need to go out deeper and you need to fish small wrecks and small rock piles that are off the reef to the east. Because that's where those fish are now. They're moving. As those days get shorter, those fish are out of here. They're moving very quickly now.
Stan,
so you need to fish those there. Your normal spots, there's still fish there. Absolutely, there's fish there. But it's not like it was. You need to get away from that. You need to go against the grain.
Stanley, the one thing I've noticed about Flounder, you could say the same thing about Tog, but you'll get some mighty big fish over a tiny patch of cover. I'm looking at the board here. I'm saying this thing's about 36 inches wide. I've seen fluke in the 24 to 28 inch range over, like lying on a piece of, like a shoebox, and a little piece of cover right on top of it that you never would think that would be there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, listen, anybody can go to their chart on their machine, and and most people who have a boat have that machine, and you need to just go through it and find those wrecks and those rock piles off of the reefs to the east. You definitely want to be fishing 90-plus foot of water.
I was just,
90, 100, 110, 120. That's where they are now. They're sliding.
I was just going to ask you that depth range on there. To me, that's extreme fluking. When you get over that 100-foot mark, calls for, Stanley, specialized tactics, specialized line. I know you're a braid guy. What pound test braid are you using in those depths?
I'm using 20 pound. No different than I use any other time.
What'd you say?
20 pound. That's it. That's what I'm using. Use 20 outside. I use 10 inside. That's the way I fish.
That is why he's the Ayatollah of Flukerow. Stan,
remember something. The lighter your braid is, the easier it is to hold with a lighter weight, too.
Right. Exactly right. And getting down to that depth.
If you're using 40 pound test, and you're fishing 100 foot of water, you ain't holding with 4 ounces. You're not.
Right.
You're going to be using 6 and 8 ounces, and you're going to be miserable all day.
I know, and especially with these are the rad jiggers, the radical jiggers, I call them. I'm telling you, Stan, I don't know how you don't have tennis elbow, tendonitis, and have your arms in slings at nights the way
I've seen
you
jig. I'm okay with that,
Well, Stan, now, I've seen you with the small jigs on a fast drift. Heavier guys are using the heavier, the 6 ounce, sometimes 8 ounce, the big ounce sprows, whatever. And I've seen you with smaller 2 ounce, 2.5 ounce, casting, like doing the whole opposite thing and putting fluke in the boat. Describe that tactic and when do you use that?
You can use it, you can use it anytime. It's basically up current fishing. You're casting with, up the other side of the boat. Everybody's on the one side, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the other side of the boat, you cast up 1.5, 2 ounces. You cast it as far, you blast it, cast as far as you can, you let it hit the bottom, and you just work it back to the boat nice and slow.
Okay.
And they usually just lay on it. It almost feels like you're stuck.
Uh-huh.
But you'll know the difference. Once you've done it enough, you'll learn. I mean, either that or you're going to lose a lot of tackle, which is fine with me. Keep losing them. I'm good.
Stanley, the goal of the Ayatollah, rather, he calls it, as he sees it. Well, Stan, one head that you prefer for the deep water game. Okay, well, we'll get to your big eye ball head jigs. Those are incredible. But that one, Stanley, bucktail that I found intriguing and had success with, you call it a raging rattler. Go into that design, please.
That's all I used all year out front, and it's not a crazy design. It's just a banana shaped head.
It looks different. It looks different. You have a swinging hook. It looks different, Cola.
Yeah, the swing hook has a lot more action, and a lot of people make this mistake all the time. Listen, people, you don't want to fish it directly on the bottom. You want to have it a crank or two up off the bottom. Fluke will come up a long way to get it. I mean, you don't want to be 15, 20 foot off the bottom. You want to be within 2 or 3 foot on the bottom. Now, I mean, and that's all. This way you don't lose as many either. because you're not going to get snagged because you're not on direct contact with the bottom, especially when you're fishing real heavy and snaggy stuff like we do.
Stanley, now with that Raging Rattler head design, are you imparting a lot of action to it or just a gentle lift?
I'm just swimming it. Nice and easy, swimming it. Like a slow motion. It's a slow motion. You just want to swim that lower up and down nice and easy.
Mm-hmm. Color preferences in those depths, Stanley. What do you got?
Glow. Glow.
What?
That's it.
What?
Glow.
Glow. What was he saying? Glow?
Glow, 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 and glow again. You got to remember something. There's only glow glows when you're that deep, okay? The only color that holds the color true all the way to the bottom, no matter what the depth is blue and silver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The colors change as they go down in the water column, okay?
Right.
Like, for instance, pink. After 40 foot is orange.
Nope, I never...
Okay? Well. Chartreuse, after 40 foot, is yellow.
Wow.
Everything changes in the column. Glow will still glow. It'll be like a dull glow. But blue and silver are the only ones that hold their color true all the way.
Wow. Now, Stan, in those depths, still a strip bait?
Oh, absolutely. Now, 100%. It's got a strip on it.
Now, Stan, your strips, are you talking with that you need an additional stinger hook, or are you talking the standard, you know, 5, 6, 7-inch bait? What do you got?
I'm using like 8 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use a stinger. A lot of guys do, and that's fine. I don't use a stinger.
Stan, at that depth, now you have the braid leader. I'm sure you're doing fluorocarbon, correct?
Yes.
What pound test?
30.
The feel on that, Stanley. With, for example, that rattlehead is just driving me crazy. The Razor Rattler. The take on that, go into the sequence. You feel that bump, an immediate hit, or what's the dealio?
No, I do not immediately hit. I will jig through it if I get a bump, just a bump. I'm looking for a dead stop. A dead, like a big boy hit. Like, mm-hmm. He'll just stop it dead. And then what I do is I fish an open bail. Like, I don't have it locked up. So mm-hmm. I'll be able to, if I feel that, I'll give a little. I'll give it a little slack, and then I'll lock it up. And I'll wait till it comes tight, and then I'll lift up on that rod tip. And if I feel his weight, I'll swing. If not, then I'll start jigging again.
Okay, so Stanley, on that take, you feel that deadlift, you hit it up. Now let's get this thing going, the end game, Stan. You're bringing up a 24, 25-inch, 26-inch flatty. A lot of body to it. It's dancing. It's going crazy. Your technique with that, again, 20-pound light line, how's it work?
Just turn the handle. Don't pump the rod. Don't give him any slack. Just keep turning the handle. No matter what he does, just keep turning that handle.
Now, Stan, you are a conventional man in the deeper depths as opposed to spinning, correct?
Yes. Yes, I can fish. I pretty much fish conventional all year this year because my shoulder's shot.
Well, listen, that explains it there. Now, Stan, you have a working relationship with, I guess they call him the... I guess the all-star at a fluking game, a gentleman named John Skinner?
Yes, Mr. Skinner.
And you've designed, he's co-designed with you, advised you on some of your jig head designs?
Yes, all the time.
Is there a Skinner series in your lineup?
Yes, there's a lot of Skinner series.
What makes
there's
his,
John
what's
Skinner
the...
Skinner rattle and swing. There's a John Skinner fixed fluke series. There's a John Skinner smiling bill. There's a John Skinner swing bass. There's John Skinner Blackfish Jig. There's a John Skinner Golf Series.
Did I ask him? Stan, go into that. Go into that Skinner swing hook deal. That sounds pretty interesting. The swing hook principle. How's it work?
That's a rattletail head
mm-hmm.
with the swing. And that's all it is. It's the same exact thing as the rattletail. It just has a swing hook.
Giving the bait. A more lively appearance?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Sam, one thing we're really close to the end of this segment, but I have to congratulate you. Listen, I just add some ligature to this. I met Stanley out near Bordentown somewhere, I don't know, 10, 12, no, maybe 13 years ago. He had a pen in his ear, a clipboard, and an idea. And Stan, where you started, you talk about the, and I'm not getting emotional, but you talk about the American dream. Putting this together, Stan, and an intensely competitive field. And the fishing tackle industry field, it's not huge. It's very small. It's very competitive. And Stan, you came up through the ranks where you are easily S&S, the most recognized name in the bucktail game.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. I mean, it's a lot of work. That's, you know, anybody thinks it's easy, and if you think you're going to be rich off of it, you're out of your mind, because you're not. It's a lot of work, but it's gratifying to me. You know, when someone sends me a picture and it lures in the fish's mouth, and they tell me how much they love the product, that makes it worth it to me. That's why I keep going.
Well, Sam, your tog jig SKUs aside, your mojos aside for the stripers, listen, we're going to have Stanley on in a few months again doing the rattling mojo technique. Stanley, keeping the ideas fresh for new product for the following year. Hey, Tom P., it's a bucktail. What can you do different with a buck? Stan, you find ways to do magical things with it.
Yeah. We've been lucky. I mean, but it gets harder as you go now. So now we're at the point now, okay, what's next?
Yeah, here you go. Listen, he's almost at that pinnacle where, okay, Gola, what do you do for an encore?
almost.
Well, Stanley, I can't wait to see what's new on your striper, and that's going to be getting here pretty soon. You want to give us a little teaser on that?
No. Just wait and see.
Caesar, I tell you, people, this is pure gold. Stan, you take care. Best of the family, and looking forward to see you on the water, maybe in a striper sense, instead of getting my ass kicked on the fluke side. And by the way, congratulations on all those tournament wins, man. Your team kicked ass.
Thanks, Tom. We're very fortunate.
Is there a strategy to it? Now you're going to give any secrets. The season's over. Okay, tournaments are over, people. Is there a strategy? You, Taylor, Filet, and some of these other expert anglers, do you brainstorm before a tournament, or you just go out there and wing it? What's the deal?
No, you have to do your homework. You have to pre-fish. You have to find these spots. It's just not going to, you got to work.
Yeah, but Stan, let me interrupt you a second. It's not like pre-fishing for a bass tournament. These fluke move, don't they?
Not necessarily.
Okay, Stan, I'm going to let you go. Have a great weekend, little brother. Do me a favor. Give that website, phone number, Facebook page. What do you got?
Facebook, ssbucktails.com. Instagram, ssbucktails1. And the website is www.ssbucktails.com.
Stan, the full, that was a catalog available?
No.
On the site or anything? Or it's strictly a trade deal?
Everything we make is on that site.
Got it. Okay, Stanley, you take care, brother. Best to everybody.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, listen, 10 days left. You and me, tournament, one day on the water, your boat. Deal?
Yeah. You want to lose your money, no problem.
Jesus, man, this guy has no heart. See you, Stanley. Have a good one.
Take care, Tom.
Stanley Gola, Ayatollah of Flukerola. It is crunch time. He's always been with the glow. I mean, he had some. I give him some ideas. Tom P, the sea robin head, the orange, whatever. Always, since I've known him, I mean, it's glow. It's glow, glow, glow. And there you go. And here we go up against a break. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, next week, big event here in Ocean County. We have the Decoy and Gunning Show up there at Tip Seaman Park. Let's see, we're here in Atlanta right as you're talking about right up the road. Yeah. Guests coming up. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Republican governor stirring up controversy by sending migrants to sanctuary cities. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
They used them as political pawns, treated them like chattel in a cruel, premeditated political stunt.
GOP Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News Democrats only got in an uproar after the governor's actions.
50 illegal immigrants show up in Lily White Martha's Vineyard, where rich liberals and billionaires sip Chardonnay, and it is World War III.
Massachusetts has moved the 50 immigrants to a military base. Tropical storm Fiona may trigger flooding in Puerto Rico today.
The big concern here, mudslides and a delicate power grid.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in San Juan. In Alaska, residents are bracing for flooding from the remnants of a typhoon. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. With patchy clouds overnight, it'll be comfortable, low 55. Saturday, sunshine mixing with high clouds, but pleasant. Our high temperature near 80. Mostly clear Saturday night, the low around 60. Sunday, warmer with lots of sun, high 86. And Monday, also warm with some sun, high 86. There could be a shower later Monday or Monday night. I'm AccuWeather's Kurt Babinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
As I mentioned during the end of the last segment, a great event. I have so much fun here. Coming up next Saturday, it's going to be September 24th and 25th. A double shot, okay? It's the 40th annual. Man, suddenly that makes me feel old, man. It's the old-time, there you go, old-time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show at Tip Seaman Park in Tuckerton, right there on Route 9, a massive two-day event, everything and anything involving everything around that whole area. It used to be called Clam Town. I mean, this is the Bayman's life. Everything encompassed here. The community survived on the bay. Waterfowling, clamming, oystering. And it's just, the show has just grown bigger and better every year. Very special guest. Man, this guy is so cool. Joining us on the line right now is Gerben Georgiev. He is the show coordinator. He's also the chief park naturalist and outdoor recreation man for the Ocean County Park System. And he's going to talk about this two-day event that I cannot wait to get to. Sorry, Gerben, I get a little long-winded, but you know me.
That's okay.
Gerben, you have a super event coming on. You have, I can't even, there's no room to list all the exhibitors here and what's going to go on. So again, this is the 40th annual, and you've been involved with this how many years?
Just a little over 20 years.
So you've seen it grow and grow and grow, and it just, pretty soon, I think, Gerben, I think you're going to run out of room there, man. You're gonna. Was on the other side. Besides,
some time ago.
Yeah. Besides being on the other side of Route 9, you're gonna have to find a bigger venue. But go. I'm seeing, you know, over, I guess, in excess of 300 exhibitors, vendors. It's going to be a great time. Go into the planning and everything, please. What can we expect?
Well, unlike other decoy shows that are just decoys, this show tries to encompass every aspect of waterfowling. So besides decoy collecting, it has modern decoys made of plastic or foam. We have contests for hunting retrievers, shooting, duck calling, boat building, art and photography contests. And then, of course, the vendors selling all items related to those contests.
Well, Gerben, too, the one thing that really, really intrigues me, we'll get into the calling listeners in a little bit. The dog handling, you know, where the dogs launch, you have that diving pool or something where these dogs launch out there. That is amazing to see. Plus the retrieving competition. People don't realize how deeply ingrained waterfowling and the dog work is to that whole history of the area.
Oh, exactly. It's that a lot of people have certain breeds of dogs without having any real knowledge or at least participate in what those dogs were originally bred for. But we have the retrievers doing what they were bred to do.
I saw, listen, there are Boykins, Llewellyns, Spaniels. What kind of dog is that? You watch these things in action. It is amazing. But to the calling right now, this is what's so cool about this event. It's the New Jersey Duck Calling Championship is going to be judged next week at this decoy and gunning show. And check it out. The winner will represent the Garden State at the World Championship in Stuttgart, Arkansas in November. Gerben, that's pretty heady, man. That's a pretty big deal.
Yes, it's quite an honor to have our show be the one where the New Jersey State champion is chosen.
Now, Gerben, you have the layout here. You have a huge tent area, correct? Then you have open areas for exhibitors. Go into that, please.
Yeah, well, some people, they want to have a little more protection for their setup. Maybe they're selling fine art or decorative decoys, so that they have or they just simply don't want to set up their own tent. So we have a large tent where we provide tables, and then we have an even larger area where it's just outdoor vendors. Mm-hmm. And so, and a lot of the duck hunters are likely to use those because they're not afraid. Duck hunters aren't afraid of bad weather. So some of them will be sitting there in the rain with no tent. It's quite a sight to see. And the people who collect duck decoys are often just as hardy. And there are some of these vendors say they have some of their best years for sales on rainy weekends because the people there are there to buy.
Herman, one of the most, it really gets me juiced. This is, I reside not very far from there. Morning of the show to hear the shotguns going off. Herman, go into the preliminary skeet shooting. And listeners, it's from a sneak box. You're not standing there going, you know, hey, who's standing up there with the, you know, the jacket and all, but you're actually in a sneak box as if you were in a hunting situation. To me, that's like sporting clays. I mean, you're in a hunting situation. Now, you have a lot of competitors in that, correct?
Yes. We have categories for men, women, and also children.
Whoa. And I'll tell you, German, that competition's pretty intense. I see some awfully good shots there, man.
Yes. And especially some of the children. It's always embarrassing to see a 13, 14-year-old shoot better than you.
Well, Garmin, this event, very successful, entering its 40th year. Listeners, joining us on the Rack and Fin radio line this morning is the coordinator of the Old Time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show. He goes by the name of Garmin, and he is cool. It's, again, the 40th annual, September 24th and 25th. That's next weekend, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday in historic Tuckerton. This is, again, used to be called Clamtown way back when. Well, Herman, before, you know, you go to these festivals, and I get to see a lot. This is strictly about waterfowling, the decoy carving, the wildlife, the whole rich outdoor history of the area, and that really sets you apart. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. We make a big effort. I mean, I have to break the hearts of many vendors who would like to be in the show, and they may be selling nice products, but our vendors all have to be selling things that are related to the show's theme.
And that, listeners, that covers it all. German, one of the things that really blows my mind, because my stick figures come out squiggly. I have no hand-to-eye coordination when it comes to trying to draw something. The wildlife art there, German, some of that, and the carving is stunning. I mean, the attention, I think it's the best anywhere. I've been to the Ocean City, Maryland decoy shows. I've been here. I've been there. I've been all over. Listen, this is one of the best, and it's right here in South Central Jersey at the Tip Seaman Park. One thing, German, I see lines of people walking out 539 up Route 9. Do you have auxiliary parking areas? Do you have, like, shuttle buses? What's the dealio?
Exactly. The show has grown to the point where we do not have enough parking for the visitors in the park. So we have parking areas at Pinelands Regional High School and also Freedom Fields County Park. One is right. The Freedom Fields is on Route 539 and Pinelands High School is on Nugentown Road just off the 539. And there are signs directing you as you come off the parkway. And then free shuttle buses will be taking you to the park on a regular basis.
And listeners, it's a 2-day event. It's a monster event. Take advantage of trying to park downtown Tuckerton when it's packed. It can be a nightmare, not scare anybody. Just take advantage of the off-site parking and the shuttle bus. One thing I want to touch on, Gurman, before we unfortunately have to go to a break, got a couple minutes left. You got some good tunes playing there. I noticed that over the years. I hang out. I grab my, let's see, 5-6 pile high of funnel cakes, and I go over there and check out those tunes, man. That's real area history there.
Yes, we try to have, you know, besides the food, we have music that you can listen to either while you're eating or just because you're fans of the group. Some people come there just because they're fans of those musicians and not for the show. You know, they have groupies, so to speak, to follow them around.
Herman, it's just a great time. Listeners, again, it's going to be next Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday in historic Tuckerton, New Jersey. And guess what? German's going to tell us how much it costs to get in. German, what do you got?
A big fat zero.
Zero. It is
free.
Free. And listen, again, over 300 exhibitors. Some of the ones I like to key on that, you know, I'm always going to be stopping there at the booth. Naturally Bass Pro Shops, New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, New Jersey Fur Harvesters, Division of Fish and Wildlife, Jersey Ducks Unlimited. I just miss Dr. Mike Braden. Oh, man, we had a great Barnegat Delta waterfowl thing going with Dr. Mike. I keep calling him Captain because he was out there fishing, too. And NRA, New Jersey, Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs is going to be there. Jody Hillman, Decoys, Real Fowl Outfitters. Check out this. And there's a slew of stuff, much too much to mention. Go there next weekend, the 24th and 25th. Garmin, anything to say in closing? Now, listen, next week I'm going to be interviewing some of the exhibitors there, things that I get excited about. You may want to key on. But, Garmin, you have an across-the-board great selection of exhibitors. I don't know how you keep doing it year after year, man.
Well, it's just that these people, they found it's a great place to sell their merchandise, and a lot of friendships are made. People that come from different parts of the country but have had their spaces next to each other for over 30 years, it becomes a big family event, as well as what's there for the visitors.
Garen, I guess it was about 3-4 years ago. What were the chances of this? What were the chances of this? Me and the lovely Dee Marie ran into several people that we knew from, of all places, Sussex County. Garmin, Sussex County, that made the ride down to Tuckerton. And then one guy says, Tom P., you weren't bleeping. This was one hell of a show. So hats off to you, man. You're attracting them, besides other states, from way up where people coming down and just enjoying this.
Yeah, it does tend to draw like-minded people all to Tuckerton.
Okay. Garmin, before I'm closing, rub against a hard break. One thing I really, really enjoyed among the many other things, I notice it's an extremely family-friendly event. And go into it. You really hit a grand slam with that. And again, like you said, there's something there for everyone. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We've had people say that they came along with maybe a friend that was more interested in waterfowling than they were, but they really enjoyed the show. They found items they wanted to buy. They learned things about the traditions and history of waterfowling. And that's just what we want. It was not just to provide people with merchandise, but it was to promote the local traditions.
Like I said, listeners, the 40th annual old-time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show. That's next Saturday and Sunday. Hours Saturday, the 24th, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, the 25th, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in historic Tuckerton. Admission is free. Shuttle parking is free. Take advantage of the shuttle park, the offsite. It's a 3 to 4 minute ride to get in. You're going to be exhausted. You can't see it. Garmin, I've been here all day. Yep, and it's like going. Listen, you ever see it? You go to a movie, then you go to see it a second. Man, I missed that. Sometimes you go see it. Man, I missed that. Or you reread a book. Garmin, it's a great event. Congratulations. This is 40th annual.
Thank you.
Make sure you get there. Garmin, hope to see you next Saturday or Sunday, man. You going to be around?
I don't have a choice.
Well, you'll see me. I'll have the stack of funnel cakes.
Okay.
You take care, brother. Be good.
Okay. You too.
See ya.
Thank you.
Oh, up against a hard break. Listen, that's just such a great time. My lovely Dee Marie says, stop eating. Just stop eating. Could you put that down so we can talk to these people, please? But it just happens. You have some great deals there, too. Oh, ho, ho. Okay. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone. Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Are you tired of car dealer ads that boast about deals that sound too good to be true, just to find out they can't live up to the promise? That's why we've been saying for so many years that it's worth it to take the short drive to Woodbine. At Gentilini Ford, we've built a reputation for taking care of our community and treating customers like family for 65 years with the best deals, real value, and no empty promises. I'm Paul Gentilini, and I assure you, no other dealer in South Jersey beats our deals. We've been built Ford proud since 1955 as South Jersey's longest standing Ford dealer for a reason. So check us out to experience the Genelini difference. Give us a call at 609-861-0100. Visit us online at GenelliniFord.com. Or stop by today at 555 John S. Penn Boulevard next to the airport in Woodbine, New Jersey. We're just a short drive from anywhere.
Just a short drive from anywhere. Genelini Family Motors.
At Ocean First Bank, our first thought is you. We put you first in all we do. Community banking for a century. We treat you like your
right now, new customers can earn a $235 bonus when they open a freestyle checking account featuring no fees, no minimum balance requirements, and unlimited ATMs. See for yourself why we call it the best checking account ever.
Whatever you need, whatever you dream, let's make it a reality. Ocean First Bank, putting you first.
Certain rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Look, folks, I gotta be honest with you. Everything's up. Food prices, gas prices, pencil prices. I love pencils.
Everything is not up. You're forgetting about Springfield. Springfield Mitsubishi in Atlantic City.
You mean they're not jacking up prices, Jack, like everywhere else?
Correct. And every vehicle is still one dime down.
One dime? You gotta be kidding me. That reminds me when I was a kid, my dad said, Joey, here's a dime. Go buy a house. But what about credit for millions of Americans?
Go to Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City. If you bring home $350 a week, you could get up to $25,000 in credit.
$25,000 with only one dime down.
Get new Outlanders with third row seating in stock now.
Look, here's a deal. Just get down to Springfield, man.
Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City.
In Pleasantville, they service all makes and models. SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
My first annual salary was a dime. That's a real deal.
New 22 Mirage, 18.4, dime down, 269 a month for 72 months at 3% APR plus tax act title to qualify buyers.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that'll do it for this week on Rock and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy glorious weather today. Tomorrow's going to get a little windy. Ocean Bay's going to be a little sunny, but that's all right. Oh, only a few days left in the fluke fishing season. A lot of stuff going on. Don't forget freshwater, too. The largemouth bass are going crazy. Some hot tuna bites going on out there. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Deer season continues. Early bow, get to go. And those, what's that, 20 DMZs? Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Click on a deer hunting segment to find out. September goose season still going on. Wow. A lot of things happening. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.